Oh, no, he's crazy. I'm calling him right now to give him a piece of my mind and let him know he's not the only patient on my list.
Hello?
Mr. Bangora.
Yeah,
there is no... This is Allison. There is no update on your case.
What is going on, Allison? You gave me a word that you're going to keep in contact with me, and you lied to me. Last time you sent me a text weeks ago. You said you're going to contact me later on.
Do not contact my
caregiver and let her know about.
You can have somebody else help you then with your impatient. And I need you to understand something. There's a million people like you on my list. Okay,
so
I'm
don't lie to me,
everybody.
Allison. Don't lie
I'm
to
not
me.
A liar.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like you're lying to me.
That's your own fault if you're taking it as a lie. That's your own issue.
Why would you
I'm
tell me
weeks,
you. 2 weeks ago you was going
to
contact me during the day? You never did. I texted you.
It is not my issue that my office has off, okay? It is not my issue. There is on call.
And I was calling for you to get a simple permission from you. You can't have it persist and give
you
me that.
You feel better now that you're yelling at me? Now that you got a hold of me and you're yelling at me that I'm helping you apply yourself for long-term care? Do you feel better?
Because you make me frustrated. And when I spoke to the person, you gave me a word that you could be
just
helpful.
Just because you're impatient
and,
frustrated doesn't mean you take it out on somebody that's assisting you for help. I need you to understand that. I am helping you.
But
so
I don't
keep,
need the frustration, Allison. I told you what I'm going through too, either.
Then
if you're going to help me,
on your own.
Show that.
Bye-bye.
Show that. Let the action.